This is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach.
Just needed to work that out.
Amen.
Amen. It's all because of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And because he lives.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Go with me, if you will, to the 16th chapter of the Gospel of St. Mark. Mark, the 16th chapter. And we'll take our reading from the 5th verse. That 5th and 6th verse. There in this Mark 16:5, you'll find these words. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. And they were affrighted. And he said unto them, "Be not affrighted. You see Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen." Hallelujah. "He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him."
All right.
We want to talk for just this thought for a moment. I want to lift up this theme, this thought, on the subject. That's not how the story ends.
All right. Bless you, man.
That's not how the story
ends.
Amen.
Let him use you today.
Amen. Father, we bless you today. We thank you today. We exalt you this day, Lord God. We pray today, Lord God, that you will come into this house, Lord God, and that you will set yourself a great big seat, Lord, this day, and inhabit our praises, Lord. Not only this hour, but throughout this whole day, Lord God. We pray you meet us in this house today. We pray, Holy Spirit, you come in and have your way. Have your way. Let nothing be said or done or anything, Lord God, not according to your will and purpose. And certainly, Lord, we pray even now, Lord God, that you indeed will have your way. We consecrate and dedicate this time to you. We, Lord God, submit to you, Lord God. We yield to you, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that you be glorified in all that is said and done. Give us the right heart. Give us the right spirit. Give us the love, Lord God. Amen. To minister this word that gives it life, Lord God. That, Lord, causes it, Lord God, to be anointed, Lord God. Lord God, there's no anointing without love, Lord God. So, Lord, let your love flow, Lord God, that your anointing, Lord God, hallelujah, may breathe life into our spirit, man, to encourage us, to strengthen us, Lord God, to empower us, Lord God, for this day we pray. We love you and thank you, Lord God, in your mighty name, Lord Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen.
So, again, as we gather this day, we gather today, not only at this hour, but throughout the day, as we gather to commemorate and to celebrate this sacred turning point in history, in the very history of mankind. Amen. We gather together to worship God and to thank God and to celebrate, and we should. It is most important. It is most critical. Amen. It is one of those things, as Moses directed the children of Israel to teach the children. Amen. We have to teach the children. We have to teach them. Amen. Not about the Easter bunny and not about the Easter eggs. Amen. But we ought to teach them. Amen. The reason for the season. Amen. The reason for the season. Amen. Amen. Because the world and the enemy, it has a lot of counterfeits. And they've been counterfeiting for a long time. Amen. Right. Amen. Right. The devil had the ability to see. He looked down the corridors of history a little bit. He can see some things, and he'll set up shop in places, and he will start doing things to counterfeit God. Amen. Amen. But we are not ignorant of his devices. Amen. Amen. And if you must do those things, you must exalt the Savior. Even I don't even know why I said that. It wasn't even in my notes. Amen. But we ought to celebrate.
Yeah.
We ought to exalt the Savior. Amen. Amen. On this sacred occasion. But we want to take opportunity on this august occasion to remind us that it's not over.
No, it's not over.
No, it's not over. This is only the beginning. This is only the beginning. Amen. Amen. Go with me, if you will, as we look at our text. Just want to lift up a few thoughts from our text, and we'll get out of your way that we can continue on with this Easter Sunday morning. Amen.
Amen. Bless you, preach,
man. Amen. And it was interesting, Pastor Smith, as I sought the Lord concerning a word from the throne of God.
All
amen.
Right.
Amen. Because we seek the Holy Spirit, because he hears from the throne of God. And the Lord promised he'll teach us all things and show us things to come. And so as I sought the Holy Spirit to pray, he hear from God, and that he will bless his servant with what God once said. As I felt the word was affirmed in my spirit, amen, I picked up the Sunday school book and just kind of perused it and realized that the same text that he gave me for this this morning is our text for the Sunday school. So, well, you know, it's good to get that confirmation, you know. How many times we get that confirmation, amen, in our preaching, amen. And we have run into that, God, and God is good because that brings us comfort. He lets us know you're on the right track. You hear it right, son. Amen. You hear it right. Amen. 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 And so in our text, in the beginning of the 16th chapter, here in this book of Mark, we see that when the Sabbath, it tells to us when the Sabbath was passed.
All right.
When the Sabbath was passed. Can I ask you this morning, can I just exalt us this morning, is that the Sabbath is passed.
All right.
In other words, you have rested in your religion long enough.
All right. I hear you.
All right.
Christ came and he fulfilled religion.
Yeah.
He didn't abolish religion. He fulfilled it. Amen. Amen. But then he said it's time for a new day.
Yeah.
So Mary and them came expecting to see a dead Jesus.
Yes, they did.
The Bible says that Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome and they bought sweet spices.
Yeah.
That they may come to anoint him.
Yes.
In other words, they were getting ready for a burial ritual. Amen. They were getting ready for the custom burial in the Jewish religion. Amen.
Yeah.
And I just submit to you today that there are too many Christians
listen.
Their churches who celebrating a dead Jesus. I'm hearing too many songs and too many praises that are celebrating a dead Jesus. Amen. An old wise preacher told me the other day, and back early on in my preaching ministry, he said, son, amen, don't leave him in the ground.
Yeah,
let's
get him up.
He said, be sure to get him up.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't leave him buried. Amen. Amen.
Right.
You may take him to the cross and you may bury him, but don't leave him there.
Amen.
Because he got up. And we serve a risen Savior. Amen. 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 If it had not been for the resurrection, amen. Amen. Jesus would literally have been just another good man. Another good man that came, and another good man that had a good word, but another man that died. Amen. Amen. And that's why Gamaliel said to him, leave him alone. Stop messing with him. Amen. Because if it's not real, it's going to die anyway. But hallelujah, we're still celebrating. Amen. A risen Savior. We're still talking about that Jesus. Amen. We're still praising that Jesus. We're still preaching about that Jesus. Amen. 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 And so in verse 2, the first day of the week.
The first day of the week.
Amen. Amen. And very early in the morning on the first day of the week. Amen. Amen. The first day of the week. Amen. This is why the new man in Christ Jesus worships on the first day of the week. Amen. Amen. It stands as a testimony that the old is fulfilled and a new day. Amen. Yeah. Has begun. A new life has begun. Amen. A new testimony has begun. Amen. Amen. So the Sabbath is rest. Amen. But a new day has risen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And our rest, if you will, is in Him. Amen. Amen. Did the Hebrew writer not say, labor therefore to enter into that rest.
That's what
it's saying. Amen. 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 So I don't know what you're working for. Amen. But I said the other day, the hardest labor you'll ever do, amen, is to enter into that rest. Why? Because we're so busy. We're just so busy. We're just running to and fro and here and none and hither and yon and trying to do this and trying to do that. And it's just what Daniel said it was going to be. Amen. Amen. This the day that it is. Amen. Amen. And Jesus all the while is saying, come unto me, all you that labor, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm so glad if I didn't learn one thing from the Lord, I learned how to rest. Amen. I have learned amen. How to rest in Him. My wife and I, we have learned not to make any decisions hastily. Amen. We have made too many mistakes in our hastiness. Amen. We have made too many major mistakes in our life from not waiting on the Lord. Amen. Amen. So we've learned. Amen. These tribulations in our life have taught us experience.
All right.
Amen. And so in that experience, it gives us patience.
Yeah.
Because now we know, we say, no, we're going to wait. Because we've been there. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. There's some benefits to getting old, y'all got. Amen. 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 Some benefits to getting old. Amen. Amen. And so, amen. Because you learn, amen, patience. Amen. You learn to wait on the Lord. Because believe me, He always shows up.
Yes, He does.
He may not come when we want Him, but He's always right on time.
Yeah,
amen. Amen. And that's our testimony. He has always been right on time. Amen. 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 And so verses 3 and 4, we find in our testimony here is that they said among themselves, well, who's going to roll away the stone for us from the door, the sepulcher? And when they looked, they saw the stone was already rolled away. For it was great. Amen. So what stone of unbelief, my brothers and my sisters, is standing at the door of your heart?
Think about it this morning.
And we all have in our life crises of unbelief. What Henry Blackaby called crises of unbelief. Amen. It's like the man that said, Lord, I believe, but help me in my unbelief.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So what, my brothers and sisters, what stone of unbelief is standing at the door of your heart? Can I tell you today, the Lord is willing and able, amen,
yes, He is,
to roll that stone away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. To roll it away.
Yeah.
Amen. And so, if you don't mind, I just like to illustrate our text today, verses 5 and 6. And verse 5 and 6 say that Mary and them, they came to the sepulcher and they found the stone rolled away, and they stepped off in there, and they saw an angel just sitting there. Angel just sitting there, and I'm sure He astonished them. Amen. So Mark says, some other gospel writers said that Mary and them just kind of walked up and they didn't go in. But Mark says here that they stepped in.
Yeah.
And when they stepped in, they saw this angel.
Yes, yes.
He was in his white robe.
All right, right.
Now, I don't have my white robe just yet, so y'all don't have to pretend. Amen. Amen. You're going to have to see me now. You're going to have to work some faith and see me in my white robe. And so Mary and them step in, and the angel said, are you looking for Jesus?
Yeah, yeah.
They said, he's not here.
Sure.
Isn't that good news?
Ain't that good news?
He's not here.
Oh, yeah.
He's not here.
Good news.
Amen. He's not here.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, matter of fact, go and tell his disciples.
Well.
And Peter.
Yeah.
Go on, get Peter.
Amen.
Let Peter know it's all right. Let Peter know his name is written in heaven. Amen. Amen. Go get Peter. Let him know to meet the Lord over in Galilee.
Oh,
the Lord has gone on. He's on his way. And he said, meet him there. Amen. And so they went and did what they was told. Amen. Amen. They took the gospel message.
Yeah, yes, they did.
Because the sisters were privileged to be the first disciples to have the complete gospel. Amen. Even Jesus couldn't preach the gospel because it wasn't fulfilled yet. Amen. Even the apostles couldn't preach the gospel because it wasn't fulfilled yet. It was only the sisters here. Amen. That was commissioned first, amen, to take the whole gospel.
Yeah.
And to take them to the brethren. Amen. 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 I'll leave that alone. Amen. But it's there. You just put two and two together and you can see it. Amen. Amen. It's right there for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But our theme today is that's not how
the story
ends. Amen. Yeah. So allow us for a few moments to just exhort you, amen, a little bit of taste of the rest of the story. Amen. Amen. And first is the second most powerful and second most mysterious and miraculous event in the history of mankind is the translation of the church.
All right.
And the interesting thing about the translation of the church is that the way it sets in scripture is that it's almost set that it's so mysterious, it's pretty quiet. You don't really see a whole lot of, you see a lot of prophecy about the second event we're going to talk about, but the translation or the rapture, as we like to call it, of the catching away of the church, amen, is not really, you won't find a lot of prophecy about it, save for when Paul speaks directly to it in 1 Thessalonians. And he speaks to it in 1 Corinthians 15. Amen. And this is almost like Jesus is saying, this is business between me and my bride.
All right.
This is between me and my church.
All right.
So I didn't tell a lot of prophets about it. I didn't talk about it through the corridors of time. Now you may see some glimpses of it throughout, but Paul gets specific about it in that he says unto us in 1 Thessalonians, and I'm calling out these scriptures. I'm not going to read a lot of them. I'm referencing them so you can get the CD. Amen. You can get the CD back there, and you can go on your own time maybe and search it out. Amen. You ought to want to search the scriptures. Amen. So 1 Thessalonians 4th chapter and the 13th verse beginning there, and 1 Corinthians the 15th chapter beginning at the 51st verse, you see that we will be caught away.
Yeah.
And the Lord is not setting foot on earth at this time. He is coming on a cloud.
Yeah.
Amen. And from the cloud with the voice of the archangel, with the sound of a trumpet, amen, he will call up his church.
Yeah.
Amen. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Amen. And we who is alive, amen, will be caught up thereafter. Amen. And that ought always be our hope. Amen. Our hope ought always be that he will come in our lifetime. If you listen to the language of Paul, he always talked with expectation that the Lord will come in his day. Amen. And we always carry that hope within us, my brothers and sisters, that the Lord will come in our day.
Amen.
Amen. But if he tarries, we must rest, amen, in our grave, knowing that one of these good old days, amen, amen, we're going to hear his voice, amen, amen. And whatever the cankerworm may have eaten, amen, and whatever may be over here, whatever may be over there, whatever may be in the ocean, whatever may be in the dirt, whatever may be in the sea, somehow God's word is sufficient where he can call it up.
All right, come on, Christians.
And it's interesting that he cares enough about these bodies that he didn't forget about it. And that's why we ought to take care of the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Because he thinks enough of it to raise it incorruptible. To raise our very bodies immortal. Amen.
Amen.
Which means that there is some part of us, some of us, that we're going to recognize. Amen.
Amen.
And, but that is a great mystery.
Yeah.
And Paul says it's a great mystery, Ephesians 5:32, of Christ and his relationship with the church.
Amen.
Christ don't tell a whole lot of business about him and his church, through even throughout the text, throughout scripture. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so the church will stand before Christ, and we will stand individually before the judgment seat of Christ. Romans 14:10-12. Amen. We all must stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account for our lives.
Yes, sir. That's going to happen.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Secondly, the overcomer, I say that, the overcomer will receive his reward. The overcomer is rewarded. 2 Timothy 4:8. Amen. Revelation, the second and third chapter. Revelation, the second and third chapter. You see the Lord say over and over and over again, he that overcome.
Yes, yes.
He that overcome. He that overcome, I will give unto him.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to the new man.
Yeah.
Amen. Talking to the new man. Which is neither male nor female, neither born nor free, neither Jew nor Greek, but is a new man in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. In his image and in his likeness. Amen. 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 The overcomer will be rewarded. Amen. And then in Revelation 19:7, we witness the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen. 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 All of this is part of the first resurrection. Hallelujah. The first resurrection. Amen. Amen. The second, amen, event, amen, in the history of mankind, apart from today's resurrection, these are things that are to come. I thank God that he's a God that was and is to come. Amen. I mean, I'm telling you today, it's not over. We have a grand future in front of us. Amen. Amen. We have more in front of us than we do behind us. Amen. Amen. I guess what triggered this is a statement that my wife shared with me on her job, how that she was just testifying in passing at work the other day, and she made the comment, amen, of that when Christ returned. Amen. Amen. Something to that effect of when Christ is coming back for us. Amen. And one of her co-workers, amen, a devout religious person, allegedly, amen, turned around and made the comment and asked the question, you mean he's coming back? Why he need to come back? this is the second part of the stupid statement. Why does he need to come back?
Well,
Lord, that's all.
She just missed it. See, it's folks that think that the world is now the best thing that's gonna ever happen.
Yeah.
Amen to man. But can I tell you that I have not seen nor ear heard the things that the Lord have prepared for us.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 And so we need to witness and testify, amen, that the best is yet to come. Amen, 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 amen. So the second event is Christ, the King's return, literal return to the earth. Amen, amen. Revelation 19:11, amen. When he returns to his earth. When he returns, literally returns, it sets some things in order. The beast, the false prophet, and their armies are destroyed. Both Jew and Gentile on earth are judged by Christ for how they treated us.
Yeah, yeah.
He ain't forgot. That's why he put them prayers in a vial. He put your tears in a vial. The saints today that are being martyred to this very day overseas by ISIS and by others, amen, and by Boko Haram and all these other religious groups that hate God and hate Jesus, amen, are martyring our Christian brothers and sisters more than they ever have been in the history of mankind. Amen. 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 And those souls are just under, according to scripture, are under the throne of God waiting for that day.
All right.
Amen. And one of these good old days, the Lord is going to come and he's going to straighten this mess out.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Amen. He's going to bind Satan for 1,000 years. Going to lock him up. One angel. Amen. He's going to get a key and say, bound him up. Amen. One angel with marching orders. You know, when God give you marching orders, amen, can't no devil in hell, amen, stop you from doing what God have ordained and decreed for you to do. Amen. Amen. He told that angel, bound him up. Bound Satan for 1,000 years. Amen. And so in Revelation 26, you find that the first resurrection is completed. Because there's a group of people that we don't think about and talk about a lot. And so Christ is dealing with them at this time, and that's the tribulation saints.
All right.
Because there's going to be a multitude of people that are going to realize that from all the preaching and teaching we've been doing, and all the witnessing we've been doing, and all the worship we've been doing, and all the praising we've been doing, and all the word of God that is going throughout, propagating throughout the whole world, that it was true.
Yeah.
It was true. Showed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Showed up.
And but they're going to be found having to go through not only the tribulation, but through the great tribulation.
Yeah, yeah.
And the last 3.5 years is a whole lot worse than the first. It is a time when God starts directly intervening into the affairs of man. Yeah, that's what it represents. When God starts directly intervening again into the affairs of man.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, Revelation 26, it teaches us, it says to us that the first resurrection is completed. And it said, blessed are they that have part in the first resurrection.
Yeah.
Are you thank God? Don't you thank God that God is a God of another chance?
Yeah. Yes,
amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. That though you miss the boat,
yes. Come, sir.
You might have missed the old ship of Zion.
Well,
amen. It might have set sail.
Yes,
amen. And you didn't have your ticket. Amen. Amen. God made a way. Amen. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen. That the world one more again. Amen. Amen. Can get his ticket. Amen. Can get on board. God is a good God. Amen. The Bible said God takes no pleasure in the death of anyone. Amen. God didn't make hell for man. He made hell for the angels.
Yeah.
Amen. The angels was designed for, hell was designed for those angels. Amen. That left their first estate. They had to reside somewhere.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And then we had to reside somewhere too, because we had to wait.
Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 But that's another subject. Then thirdly, the second resurrection. The second resurrection, also known as the great white throne of judgment. Revelation 20:11. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. The good news is we won't be there, church.
Yes, sir.
Well, if we are there, we're there not for judgment, but maybe for a witness.
Yeah.
Amen. Maybe we'll be that face that when God judges the world, we'll be that witness that that man or that woman that maybe violated us, or maybe sinned against us, that maybe hurt us, that maybe even killed or martyred us. Amen. We will stand there as a witness and a testimony that you wronged my child, because the Bible says, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. Amen. And he says in another place that they that do will not be will not be guiltless.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And then finally, we see it that's not how the story ends neither.
All right.
Hallelujah.
I hear you,
amen. Because we see in Revelation 21 that God makes all things new.
Yeah. All right.
Ain't God all right?
Yeah.
Amen. He gives us a new heaven.
Wow.
Gives us a new earth.
Yeah.
And then as a bride adorned for a husband, he gives us a new Jerusalem.
Yeah.
The bride.
Wow.
The Lamb's
wife.
God is good, I tell you.
All right.
You're right.
I don't know about you, but I'll be there.
Amen. All right. I hear you, Reverend. Yes, sir.
Will you be there?
Oh, yeah.
You ought to look at your neighbor and say, I'll be there.
I'll be there.
You ought to turn and look at your other neighbor and say, I'll be there. Ain't God all right?
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And finally,
hallelujah,
my brothers and my sisters, this time machine of a sermon brings us back to today.
Yes, sir.
This day, when we look back 2 millennia ago.
All right.
To a place called Calvary.
My mama.
Think about it.
Ain't God.
I see where you're going.
All right.
Yes, sir.
To a hill called Golgotha.
Yes, sir.
All right, preacher.
AKA the place of the skull.
Well.
Ain't God all right?
Yes, he is.
And we see Jesus.
Yes.
The author and the finisher of our faith.
Well.
Ain't God all right?
Yeah.
We see in him.
Come on, sir.
Our joy and sorrow.
Yeah.
Our hope.
Come on.
For tomorrow.
Yeah.
Ain't God all right?
Yeah.
We see him there. They hung him high.
Yes, sir.
They stretched him wide.
Yes, sir.
He hung his head.
Yeah.
And for me, he died.
Come on.
Ain't God all right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah.
That's not the end of the story.
Come on.
I'm so glad he got up.
Yeah.
He got up
with
all power in his hand.
Thank
God, all right. Did he get up?
Yeah.
He didn't get up on a Friday evening. Thank God, all right. He didn't get up on a Saturday night. Thank God, all right. But Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? I believe he's all right. If you believe he's all right, say yeah. Say yeah. I know he's all right. Yes, he is. I know. for myself. I tried him for myself. And I found in him a resting place. And he has made me glad. Yes, he has. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Are you glad about it? Are you glad about it? Don't fool me today. If you're glad about it, raise your hand. If you're glad about it, praise him for just a minute. Give him a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You've been listening to The Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. This program is made possible by the grace of God through the faithfulness of the partners and friends of Lodestar Ministries and the contributions of listeners like you.